Well, everyone knows what today is. It's July 4th, Independence Day. Welcome to pray today, and I hope that you are safe today and that you honor today God in your decisions. And we're going to take a break from Proverbs today because I honestly don't have a verse in chapter 4 that seems to fit with Independence Day, but there is one in John chapter 8, and I don't have it in front of me, but I know that Jesus is talking in John chapter 8, and he says these words, which are unbelievable to me. He says, "If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed." You know, on Independence Day, we celebrate our freedom. Hopefully we do. Hopefully we don't just shoot fireworks and eat burgers and hang out with people that we like to hang out with or spend time on the lake. Hopefully we pause and we recognize the beauty and the blessing of the freedom that we are given here in America. But I've also got to take this opportunity to say freedom goes so far beyond just living in America and being free, because God's people are all over the world. People who love Jesus are all over the world. And here's the most important freedom to me that we could ever have. We have the freedom to go directly to our God, to talk to Him in prayer. Blows my mind that the Creator of all of the universe wants to hear from me, cares about every detail of my life, and forgives me for every sin I've ever committed. That to me is the most important freedom I could ever have. The freedom from sin is unmatched by any worldly freedom I can get. I'm so very thankful for the freedom in America that I have. The freedom to practice my faith, the freedom to go where I want, the freedom to spend my money on what I want to spend it on, the freedom to have as many children as I want to have, or as many as God wants me to have. There are so many freedoms that I'm so thankful for we have in America. But the freedom that Jesus gives through His forgiveness, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. That means the most to me. Does that mean the most to you? Let's thank God for that today. God, we thank you for this day that we celebrate in our country, and thank you so much that we have the right to do the things that we have, that we have the ability to be free, to worship you, to go where we want, to do what we want to do. But God, the freedom that I want to focus on in this prayer with my friends is the freedom that you bring from being released of our sin, the freedom that we have to go to our God and to talk to Him like we're doing right now. Father, you're hearing our prayer. Of the billions of people in this world, you are hearing my prayer right now. And I just give you so much praise for that. You're such a wonderful God, and you have given me so much. Thank you, Father. I praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.